Last season, we spoke to leaders in the partnership economy who are leveraging the power of partnerships to solve modern customer acquisition challenges.
This is a big shift in the market and, you know, a big shift in sort of the advertising market that YouTube is facilitating. And really, I think at the end of the day, what it comes down to is brand-driven content to gain awareness and sales versus creator-driven content for sales.
And so it really is, how do we continue to deepen our relationships with our customers throughout that commerce journey?
To uncover the trends.
Because I think that there's definitely a space for AI technology to help improve efficiencies, because a lot of what we do in affiliate and partnership management is still quite manual and human driven.
The challenges.
I definitely think that you should look 5-10 years ahead and just have a game plan of where you see yourself, where you want to be. And sometimes that means turning down things now because you have vision for the future that whatever this is doesn't align with those goals.
And I think what's changed in the last 10, 20 years is that with the breakdown a bit of community, less faith in government, that people are looking to businesses to compensate for some of the other shortcomings that they see in society.
And the future.
This always on concept is really something that our clients are leaning into very heavily, because once you establish relationships with these creators, you want to give them an opportunity again to continue to promote the product and the brand, especially when it aligns to their audience.
In season 5, we're diving right back in.
You can look forward to impactful interviews with people from all sides of the industry to discover the future of the partnership economy.
Tune in to season 5 of The Partnership Economy coming April 9th, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to next season.